Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Thursday Night Football will kick off Week 12. We've got the 2-8 Browns and the first place 8-2 Steelers. Here is Mike Tomlin. Cannot have a letdown.
Obviously, this next outing is a really significant one. When you have back-to-back division games, it is significant. But also to have back-to-back division games and the second one be on a short week on the road, man, that has our attention and urgency.
And speaking of having attention,
have a little snow tonight in Cleveland.
I thought you didn't want to talk about the weather.
Well, not when it has something to do with a football game. Right. I like to talk about the weather then. Yeah.
What your Fox Weather Update podcasters have to say about that?
Yeah, right. The guys were talking about the weather without a weather podcast last week.
They had the bomb cyclone going and everything in the Northwest. That thing hit Seattle.
You said you were a big weather guy.
That's right.
I am.
Yeah. But then when Maggie brings it up to you, we really got to talk about the weather?
I think she was making small talk. That's why.
Okay.
I'm not a big small talk guy.
Are you
a small talk guy?
I hate a small talk.
The worst.
But you can't say you don't like talking about the weather because you love talking about the weather.
I do love talking about the weather, but it is small talk.
But you don't want small talk, which is tough because that's the go-to, the default setting for small talk.
I don't know Maggie's mom at all. I'm sure she's a lovely person because Maggie's a lovely person. Mm. But I told you, you're turning into your mom if you're talking about the weather.
Yeah. It's the one thing we all have in common. We all have to deal with the weather.
And the traffic. Yeah. And the roads and driving in.
True. But, I mean, that's at least different in terms of your traffic's different than ours. But, yes, that is true.
But the weather is constant. So, Cleveland tonight, it's saying, 37 degrees and potential for snow.
All
possibly.
Right. Okay.
Up there at Lake Erie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lake effect snow?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday at 1:00, the DeVito show begins. Giants and Buccaneers. First, Dexter Lawrence. We had those quotes. I know you read those quotes yesterday. How unhappy he was that Daniel Jones was benched. Here he was talking to the media.
Definitely hard, but I've been a part of this business. Just like last year when they traded my best friend in the middle of the season. It's part of the business, so and I understand that part of it.
Got to get over it and go out and play. Here was Brian Daboll reacting to Lawrence's reacting.
Again, I got a lot of respect for Dex. Dex has been a teammate of Daniel for a while. There's a pretty good relationship with there. And look, everybody's not going to agree with the decision, and I understand that. We make the decision we feel is best, and then we move forward and get ready to go for practice.
And that decision.
What a group of guys there, huh? Look at those four guys on CBS Sports Network: Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke, Tim Boyle, and Daniel Jones.
I'm sure you guys talked about this already.
Four right there,
huh? Why is he fourth?
Injury guarantee stuff.
They
want to protect themselves.
From what though?
The fact that they just don't want him ever getting near the field again to get hurt. That's what it is.
But all right. I mean, you go from he gives us our best chance to win. He's the starter to. Go sit up there.
Well, I think the difference was once they realized that they couldn't win, they were out of everything. Like, what's the point? I mean, that's really what it came down to.
Yeah, I guess.
And then let's throw Tommy DeVito to the Giant fans this week because the game is at home.
And that's what you're going to get. And his message to his team.
Same thing as with last year. I'm going to give you everything I can on the field. My heart and soul into it all the time, leading up to it, the preparation, and ultimately going out and playing on game day, but most importantly, like, enjoying doing it.
Good thing we didn't have him booked him for Boomer and Geo Live again.
Yeah, I know.
He wouldn't have been able to show up.
He had to cancel.
I think so.
And we were just talking about this, Jerry, with Derek Carr. It's a similar situation, but the Raiders sent him home. So they said, just get out of here.
But you know what? It may be even better for the Giants just to do that.
Honestly. I know, because like, what are they? So if he's the fourth quarterback, where is he going to be on Sunday?
Not on the sideline, right? A fourth quarterback.
Well, he may be on the sideline, just not in uniform.
I mean,
they have guys on the sideline. I mean, like, that's the point. Well, the whole thing is the meaning. The guy has laid it on the line for the franchise. He's been hurt a number of times, significant injuries.
Yeah.
I know he got paid. You know, there was a moment there where everybody thought potentially, but even the Giants weren't sure. That's why they did the kind of contract the way they did it. And now here we are in the second year of that contract, and it's all come apart. And I'm just, I know Drew Lock's pissed. I'm sure Daniel Jones is pissed. And sometimes it's just better to remove somebody from a situation like that and just relieve the pressure.
He's going to be standing on the sidelines with a Bucks sweatshirt on. Street clothes. maybe like a throwback Derek Brooks jersey.
But the thing about it is, you know, he'll have a chance somewhere else next year. You know, it seems like it's a million miles away.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a long 7 weeks for him, which I don't wish on anybody for that matter, especially a good guy. I think they should just give him a chance to just go ahead and go and take off and see ya. Just so you get get all of that tension out of there. You know what I mean?
It seems like a sad situation. And this sucks. This is kind of sad, too, to me, because the holidays are around the corner. Matter of fact, next week is Thanksgiving.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
And it brings me to the Nightcap podcast. I genuinely feel sad for Chad Ochocinco, as Shannon was reading a fan email about the upcoming holiday.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, what's on the menu this year, guys? Turkey, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, neck bone, cornbread.
I ain't got nowhere to go, so I don't know. But I'll send out a tweet and go, one of my followers that happened to be in Miami, I'll probably just go to their place.
I actually believe him.
No, I think he will. He's got nowhere to go.
Isn't that sad?
He's got somewhere to go.
I don't know.
He's
got
to have somewhere to go. When we went into the Ring of Honor together, he had like a mass of people there.
Yeah.
There had to be 30 people in his entourage.
Maybe they don't live in Miami, though, with him. And he doesn't want to travel. He doesn't like spending money. Maybe he doesn't want to get on a plane.
He just broke up with his fiancé.
Shannon did suggest, and this is also sad, that maybe he make amends with her and spend the holiday with his ex-fiance.
I ain't going to do that because, you know, she might have moved on and might, you know, her other dude might be coming over for Thanksgiving.
I bust up in there. I sit right there about, hey, man, how you doing? You know, I sure remember you used to cook these meals just like this for me. Woo! Yeah, that was a good old time, wasn't it, Ray?
But at that point, she done moved on, so Thanksgiving is for giving thanks. And then she might be thanking a new dude.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if like one of his followers, he really did that and he just showed up at some random place?
It's good. It could happen.
It would be the greatest Thanksgiving ever.
I would not be surprised, actually.
Watching football with Chad Ochocinco would be great.
Didn't he used to go to people's houses to play them in Madden and video games?
He might have. That would not surprise me with him. He's just fun.
What he is, he's a man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
Just like Jerry Rice goes around to different weddings in the Bay Area.
Gets paid.
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
He's crashing up weddings? Really?
Yeah.
He's a wedding crasher.
Wow.
What?
He's Jerry Rice.
I know he's Jerry Rice, but why would he be doing that?
Because he's bored. There you go, Al. New weekend venture for you.
Al Duke showing up at weddings. I like it.
Wedding crasher. Oh, that's pretty funny.
The last thing he would ever do. He'd try to cancel weddings as opposed to...
Right, I try to get out of going to weddings I have to go to.
Oh, that's funny. The 76ers lost to the Grizzlies. I bring this up because Memphis wins 117-111. They came to play without Ja Morant, and they really took it to Philly, who's 2-12. Well, the Knicks took on a Suns team last night that played without Kevin Durant. You know what the Knicks did? They didn't fold like the Sixers.
I'll tell you what they did. They got off to a great start is what they did. I watched the first quarter.
44 points.
Everything.
They hit, 7 or 8 threes in the first quarter.
It was amazing. I was like, man, this is all right. This team is coming together. 4 in a row now, 5 out of their last 6, and got to crush Utah on Saturday.
I believe they were 18-23 from the field in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were unbelievable. I fell asleep after that. But I will say that they get to spend a couple days out in Phoenix, play a little golf now, because they don't play until Saturday.
Yeah.
138, 122. That's that sounded like Howie Rose right there.
Yeah.
We all just did that in here, by the way.
Yeah.
That was funny.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.